5:26 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, it's the 16th of Dhul Hijjah 1444, which is also the 5th of July 2023. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved senior respected honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري وحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Zulhijjah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, the ant, and verses 41 to 44. We are discussing the incident, the episode, and the story of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam with the Queen of Sheba. The ulama and the scholars and commentators of the Noble Quran said her name was Bilqis. So now he invited her that she must come and she must leave all her kufr and her blasphemy, her shirk and polytheism, worshipping the celestial creation, the sun and so forth. So he is now informing his jinnat and the one who over whom he has jurisdiction and authority. So he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, informs them, chapter 27, verse 41, call. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, the Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him, said, Nakiru laha arshaha. Now the throne of Sulaiman of Bilqis is there in the presence of Sulaiman alayhi salam, that the one with knowledge brought it, and remember in a split second. So Nakiru laha arshaha. So make some changes to her throne. Enhance the beauty of it. Let it look much more impressive. So alter it a bit. Nanzur, we will see then. Atahtadi, that what is she guided? Will she recognize it? Am takunu min alladhina la yahtadun? Or will she be from those people who is not guided? She won't even recognize it. Now, falamma ja'at, and she makes her entry. The Queen of Sheba makes her entry into the royal palace of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, King Solomon, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. To be a Nabi is much, much, much more superior than being a king. So therefore we say Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Till it was asked of her, ahakada arshuk, does your throne look like this? So she looked at it, admired it, and she knew that it is her throne. And remember, in beauty it has been enhanced, and it has been made so splendid and magnificent. Qalat, she also intelligent. She said, ka'annahu hu. Yes, it is very similar to mine, meaning to my throne, and thus it seems like that superficially. But deep down she knew 100% that that is her throne. وَأُوْتِينَ الْإِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا. And the knowledge was given to us before her arrival. Before she came, Almighty Allah sends the revelation to us that this is what will happen. وَكُنَّا مُسْلِمِينَ. And we all submit and surrender lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So therefore we should understand that revelation is supra-logical. What good is logic? You look at the parliaments in the world today, you look at the Knessets of the world today, and you see that majority of them are war criminals and people who are stealing from their own public and so forth and all that. So that is when you rely on man-made law. Divine law, revelation, no mistake, valid for all times, all places, all circumstances. So what did he do? Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam wasuddaha, and he diverted her away. Ma kanat ta'budu min dunillah, from that what she was worshipping besides Almighty Allah, worshipping the sun and the celestial creation. Innaha kanat min qawmin kafirin, verily, definitely, she was from a nation and a people who were disbelievers and denying and rejecting the articles of faith and committing shirk and polytheism, ascribing, associating somebody, something to Almighty Allah. Now he wants to show her how deceived she is by worshipping one creation, worshipping another creation. Now Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam has his entourage, he has his cabinet, he has his jinn, all under his jurisdiction, authority, sovereignty. Qila laha, hence it is told to her, to Bilqis, the queen of Sheba. Qila laha dukhuli sarh, enter the palace, go now inside the palace. Falamma ra'athu, and subsequently when she saw it, such a magnificent palace she never ever saw in her whole life, never mind saw, she never even dreamt you could have a palace like that. Hasibathu lujja, and she thought, you must remember, it is water and so forth, so a big lake, and she thought it was. Wakashafat ansaqiha, and then she raised her trouser, her izar, so that it will not get wet, because in her mind she's going to enter a lake. So she exposed her shin, her calf, and by lifting up her izar, her trouser. Qal Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam told her, innahu swarhun, that this is a palace, swarhum mumarradum min qawarir, and it is so smooth, and it is made of that marble, and min qawarir, and it is made of glass and so forth. So what things Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam had, that beyond our perception, comprehension. So she thought it was water, because it was all transparent and so forth, and therefore now she realized how she was deceived here by optical illusion, her own eyes. She was deceived by worshipping somebody, something besides Almighty Allah. Hence the time of Tawbah. When a person embraces Islam, we should be happy, remember that, because the person has been saved from Jahannam and hellfire, eternal doom and gloom. Qalat, hence she announces, Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi, oh my beloved Allah, I have wronged myself, my souls. Wa aslamtu, and now I announce my Islam. Ma'a Sulaiman, with Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, lillahi rabbil alameen, only for Almighty Allah, exclusively for Him, the sustainer, nourisher of all the worlds. All the worlds mean the world of the angels, the world of the forest, the jungle, the celestial creation, terrestrial creation. So everybody. Whether Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam married her after she embraced Islam, that is not mentioned in the Quran Sharif, in the noble Quran, or in the authentic Sunnah. Yes, it is mentioned in the books of history, just like Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam marrying Zulaykha. Nowhere is it mentioned in Quran Sharif, noble Quran, or authentic Sunnah, but in the books of history it is mentioned. Let us start with the news, views and interviews locally, nationally, globally. And this is today's breaking news. the apartheid regime of Israel. Now they are getting a taste of their own medicine. So our brother Abdul Wahab, and we salute you, brother Abdul Wahab, Allah Jalla wa Ala accept your martyrdom and shahadat. He drove his car and rammed it into the Israelis, and that's exactly what I said yesterday, and we will say it every day. Every Palestinian has the right to shoot the Israelis and to injure them with a gun, with a knife, with a car, whatever you want to. You must remember that these are the haramis, these are the Hitler's children, the biggest terrorists, and they are occupying our land and stealing our land more and more. They stole the whole of Palestine, basically. And you must remember, they still want to justify their stance. So we are very happy about that. We have no sympathy, no empathy for any jutla in Israel who is supporting the government. We must be clear on that issue there. So his name, Abdul Wahab, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So now they murdered 12 Palestinians in Jenin, 3 of them children, more than 100 injured, now no water, no power, no electricity in Jenin. And then they tell the world that no, we are taking extreme caution. Remember, when it comes to civilians, look at these haramis, look at these super terrorists, look at these Nazis children and Hitler's children. They were going around with their drones, and our Palestinians brought down 3 drones also. You won't hear this in the mass media. We have our contacts in Palestine, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And remember that they were spraying the tear gas everywhere, and 5,000 people had to leave their homes. That is from Jenin, and they even remember tear gas the hospital. Does your Western media, BBC also has mentioned that the Israeli Defense Force attacked the hospital and with tear gas and so forth. Do you call these people human beings? I remember the words of Gideon Levy. He says these settlers are subhuman. Gideon Levy said, he's a good journalist, that guy. So remember that he says that the settlers are subhuman. You can't call them human. And that is our verdict regarding the Israeli haramis. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. What they did last night. So from Gaza, our Palestinian brothers, Hamas and others, we support Hamas 100%. Remember, everyone is a legitimate target, whether he's a settler, whether is in uniform, or anybody who supports Israel. So now they're going to attack Gaza again, and so the battle will continue. We got nothing to lose, remember that. We will die with honor, but you are facing humiliation, disgrace, because Almighty Allah said, you jutlas, you Jews, you haramis, you illegitimate regime, you are always going to be punished, and always you'll be disgraced, remember that. My message to all of you, now listen carefully, to you the Arab regimes, ayyu al-murtaddun al-ghaddarun, so you the murtads and apostates who are disgraced to Islam, and you are the traitors to Islam, by making peace with Israel, remember Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ غَادِرٍ لِوَاءٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ إِسْتِهِ. On the day of justice, you, on your buttocks, on your backside, you, the Arab leaders, you will have a big flag. This was a traitor to Islam and Muslims. Go open Mishkat Sharif and Muslim and Musnad Ahmad. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, أَخْرِجُ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْأَرَبِ. Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. And that is what they are doing. So this was a huge, huge failure for the Jutlas Haramis. Now, better Netanyahu, Bibi, the war criminal, all these are war crimes, attacking hospital, attacking children, attacking civilians, and so forth and so on. 75 years, you could not defeat the Palestinians. What that shows, how hopeless, useless, a cursed nation you are, and not a chosen nation. And now with digital and with all the social media media, the whole world can see the war crimes. Putin is a war criminal, fine. So he invaded Ukraine. You 75 years war criminals, you jutlas, haramis. The day you came into Palestine, what you did, I sent it out to thousands of people. From your media, you poisoned the land of the Palestinians. And that is how. Then you attack them, you massacre them, and so forth. We come to the other harami in France, the Hitler there in Europe. Macron says we must propose fines for the rioting youth, meaning the Arabs and the people who are rioting. I want to ask you three questions, oh Hitler, Macron. Number one, what are you doing with 14 countries here in Africa, still collecting taxes from them, and they must deposit their money in your account? So where is the independence? You occupied, you must remember, Algeria for 130 years and murdered hundreds of thousands of people in that occupation. You murdered people in Tunisia in 75 years and occupation. When are you going to pay the reparations? And you Israel jutlas, the day is coming. Every jutla, harami, terrorist, super terrorist, you'll have to pay reparations. Remember that. You will see what will happen and you will have to run from Israel. Then we go to the butcher of Gujarat, Modi ji. So Modi is addressing the people because they're having a big conference there about Asia. So he says, we must deal with terrorism. Who's speaking? Who's speaking? Mm-hmm. It's like when Netanyahu or when Ben-Gvir the donkey or Smotrich the bigger donkey. These are all donkeys, Quran says. Surah 62 verse 5. Remember, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارَ. They are just like donkeys, remember, carrying books and encyclopedias there. So Modi speaks, the butcher of Gujarat. We must fight terrorism. So I want to ask you questions, Modi. Who murdered the Muslims 2,000 and more day in Gujarat? Who put his mob and his terrorists on our Muslim women? Who is raping our women in Kashmir, which you call your Kashmir? More than 10,000 of them raped. 8 million Muslims there, plus minus 8-9 million, and your 1 million army is there. What are they doing there? So that is the biggest terrorists are India and Israel. Quran has said, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ, and America must be included. The excess of evil, understand that. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies will be the jutlas, the haramis, and the Hindus, and the mushrikeen. Islam did not say every Jew. Islam did not say every Hindu, but majority of them. Egypt and Turkey have repaired their diplomatic ties, so that is good. You must remember that, because they forever having problems, and the West thrives on this divide and rule. Haaretz newspaper writes, July the 4th, that was yesterday, was America's worst nightmare because of Israel. You're supporting Israel. I told you, in life, you must know which horse to bet on. So when you are going to support Israel, you're going to support Ukraine, then you go down the drain. Remember that. You can't stop them. Putin is our man. He's a big harami. Call him war criminal. With me, it's fine. But every Israeli leader is a war criminal. Every leader of America in the past 30 years is a war criminal. So what are you doing? 50 countries you invaded. Is that not terrorism? Everywhere you want to change, deny regime change. 41 countries are waiting. You must remember to join BRICS. So South Africa, you're going to hold the summit of BRICS. You must have your conditions prepared and take more and more members. See Turkey, what they did. Certain Israeli haramis were traveling to Turkey, and there they start harassing the air hostess, air steward, whatever you want to call her, and they thought they will get away. When they landed there, you must remember Istanbul or wherever they landed, So straight away, they put them in jail. You see, that is what you must do. That is what you must do, what this haram is. They are a law unto themselves. They don't care of international law because America got the veto and there'll be no sanctions, there'll be no punishment, apartheid. We know in South Africa, and that word still ring in my ears. I was still in school of Hassan Hawa. No normal sport in an abnormal society. Wonderful words of Hassan Hawa, HH. No normal sport in an abnormal society. And he made sure that no cricket team will come to South Africa. No soccer international team will come to South Africa. How come Israel is part of FIFA? How come Israel is part of Olympics? They are the super terrorists. They are the super racists. They are the biggest war criminals because of American and European support. So that is the white hegemony. That is the double standards of the West and the hypocrisy of the West. Whether it's Bibi, whether it's Ben-Gvir, whether it is Smotrich, whether it is Gallant, whoever, they all are complicit in this crime. It must be very clear. We come to South Africa. What a mess it became. You got CR as your president, and then you got Paul Mashatile as his vice president. But the vices are carrying on. So now what happens? So now his security personnel, they hold up some civilians, and then they beat them up, and so forth, and so on. Everything went viral, and so forth. Paul Mashatile, I don't think that you are going to do or become a good president if this is what your personality, your personnel, security personnel are doing. And if you look at it, ANC means corruption and crime and cadre deployment. Absolute disgrace it is, remember that. South African government, my message to you is this. If you want to do some good, then kick out and expel the Israeli ambassador immediately from here and call back our ambassador from Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, wherever he is. Then we will say certain constructive steps. For you Muslim throughout the world, for you Arab throughout the world, you must remember this word, muqata'a. Muqata'a means you are dealing, making business deal with the jutlas. South Africa, Arab countries, Africa, Europe, America. Stop dealing with them. Hit the jutla the hardest where he loves it the most, in his pocket, the money. Why must you deal with these jutlas? Majority of them, see what we did with Woolworths. So you don't worry about Woolworths for June only. You must tell Woolworths, I'll never put my foot there again. We want to teach you one by one jutla a lesson, remember that. So Muslims, we have the numbers. You say 2 billion, I say 1 billion. And jutlas are what? Only 20 million, 25 million maximum. And what can? We can finish them up economically, remember that. Don't worry about the Saudis and Emiratis and Bahrain and Egypt and Jordan. These are haramis. The government sell out traitors, murtads, you must remember that. You will be questioned by Allah. You saw the war crimes and atrocities, what you did about it. So we all will be questioned. So why must we go boot looking to the Jews? Think about that. Muslim, cut your deals with all these jutlas. Okay, I need to make one announcement. Remember, on behalf of Markaz Sahaba, no person, no Maulana is allowed to go and collect money in the name of Markaz Sahaba. We don't allow that. And remember, the capital group is there, and with us, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Similarly, that I have not given permission to any person in the world or in South Africa or the Maulana or anybody of Markaz Sahaba, a Maulana or whoever, to collect zakat. And if you gave them zakat, your zakat is not valid and you have to repay it. So no one of Markaz Sahaba, Maulana or not, is allowed to collect zakat or to collect money for Markaz Sahaba, because people today exploit the situation and play on people's sentiments and so forth. You want to ask any question of Markaz Sahaba, you got all my details. We are transparent. 071-888-1184. Our message is, we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we are dead against the jutlas and the haramis and the against the Shias, the Kufar. That is our standpoint. So we must be clear on all these issues.
Haq, Ustad. Listen to this one, Ustad. There's a brother here by the name of Keith. He says, so can Turkey be kicked out of NATO? Ustad.
They kicked Sweden out, brother. Which side of the world are you? Do you know Tayyip Erdogan? America wanted him out. Biden said, we must have regime change. Israeli, the Haramis, they said, there must be a change. We don't want Tayyip Erdogan. They don't control things. Almighty Allah controls it. So Sweden now is begging Turkey, we want to become part of NATO. And he, Erdogan, Hafizahullah, Allah protect him in kulli su wa makruh. He has 100 million Muslims. We have 100 million sins and so forth, but at least he stands up, you must remember, and he says, no, you burned the Quran and you allowed it for the third, fourth time, and you have heard the sentiments of every Muslim throughout the world. We will not allow you to be a member of NATO. NATO is a key player for Russia. NATO is Turkey is a key player for America. And Turkey has one of the largest armies in Europe and so forth. I've been there 3, 4, 5 times, and the Jutlas, they pick them up, Mossad agents, 50 of them, 56 of them, and these other guys who thought they can play with the air hostess, they still, some of them detained, others were released. So that is very good. You must never take nonsense from the Jutlas or from anybody else.
Somebody says, my question to Mufti AK is, why did the Harami curse Jews, break the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala countless times? Your comment, Ustad.
Almighty Allah speaks of it in the Noble Quran, Surah Bani Israel. Allah Ta'ala sent the greatest amount of messengers to the Israelites. Allah Ta'ala conferred the greatest and biggest book, greatest scriptures at that time. So the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil to that time. Then after that, the greatest book for all time was revealed, the Quran Sharif, the Bani Israel. Quran says, Anni faddaltukum al-alamin, I made you the best people at that time, but they are Haramis. They went against Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, Moshi and Aaron, as they say, and they changed the Torah. See, I give you 4 lessons, then you will understand. One side, Allah Ta'ala. Other side, the Jutlas. Right? Jutlas means Jews. So remember that the super terrorists, remember that of the world. So what the Jutlas said, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولًا. The Jutlas said, Allah Ta'ala's hands are fastened and Allah is very stingy. So Allah Ta'ala replied and said, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. Their hands are very stingy and they are a cursed nation because of what they said. You know how stingy this Benjamin Netanyahu, BB, the war criminal, he and his wife Sarah, or whatever her name is. When Trump was in power, they used to take their dirty laundry from Israel and go get it washed there in the White House. These are the Haramis. A seinach netz was a jut, if you know Afrikaans. When you want to tell a person you are stingy, then a miser, then you say, just like a Jew. This is Allah's curse on them. When you put Jutla and you put prophets and messengers, Fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. One group of messengers you rejected, they rejected Jesus and they said, son of a harlot. They rejected Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one group they murdered and martyred, like Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, like Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. So we must be very clear on all these issues. When we put Jutlas one side and the divine scriptures, you harifun al kalima amma wadihi, they even corrupted the text of the Torah. Go to the rabbis of South Africa, and there in Israel, chief rabbi, ask him, show me the true original Torah that was revealed to Moses, peace be upon him. So they can't show you one copy, remember that. They have so many different versions of the Torah that even their virgins are confused and they're blowing their fuses. So with Allah Ta'ala, with prophets and messengers, with divine scriptures, with Muslims. Almighty Allah states, Surah 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are first the Jews and then the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, Hindus. Majority you will find are your enemy. See India, see Israel, see the politics there. What's happening to the Muslims? Third class, fourth class citizens, shoot, and then we'll answer the questions. Haaretz carries a newspaper. There is a judge there in Israel. He himself is a settler, and he gives very lenient punishment to the settlers. So that is what they do. You must remember that. So do you want to know any more? So Allah says, Duribat alaymu zilla wal maskana. Allah has stamped upon the Jutlas and the Jews. Remember that they will always be disgraced and always they will be poor. Poor meaning dependent on others. That's the meaning of poor. They depend on America, depend on Europe, depend on this one. Because بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They got no brains and no intelligence. Surah 59 verse 14. Everything from Quran I gave you now.
Ustad, this brother in Islam says, Salams Mufti AK, yesterday you mentioned that the Hajis must take we agents to court. There was absolutely nothing wrong in Camp A, so the Hajis and you, Mufti AK, are overreacting. Then in future, if you guys are not happy with we agents, then why come to us, brother in Islam, Ustad?
So we are not reacting, my brother. We are saying what the judge sent out the letter. It was sent to us, and we said to the judge that your complaints are valid, and if you got the complaints, and every year the Hajis have complained, so you must remember that. Go first to the agent and tell them this is the contract we drew up with you. If you did not provide it, then remember that you must give us compensation. If you don't, then go to Sahuk and so forth. And if Sahuk is not going to help you, then go to the Saudi embassy and so forth. They don't help you, then you go to your lawyers, and we stay by a word, 100%. Some of you agents are not delivering, and don't come with that story that why come to us and all that. You know, Sahuk and you, that you say you must come to the 6 agents, 7 agents. So don't think that we are fools here. We're going to name you and shame you for taking the Hajis for a ride. Remember that. Last year we did it with one agent, and then he had to beg us. You must remember this. So don't come with your threats here to me that the Jutlas tried it, the Shias tried it. Now you, a nincompoop like you, want to come and threaten us? Go and fly a kite, let me tell you that.
Allahu Akbar. 3 minutes to 6 o'clock on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. Breaking news, our beloved brother Ibrahim Anderson, he says, Assalamu alaikum, respected Mufti Saab. Help us with the shahada of brother Ahmed Duma's wife and his 2 daughters. Her wife chose the name Maryam. The 2 daughters chose the names Hafiza and Fatima. We are ready, inshallah. Over to you, Ustad.
MashaAllah, my brother Ibrahim Anderson, yesterday I sent you the clip my student prepared for you and the Marcus Sahaba team. And I know maybe when you heard it, your tears were rolling down. How Allah Jalla Wala is granting you izzat and honor when you want to please Allah and you don't bother of creation. When you want to please Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and you don't bother about the enemies. So Allah will elevate you. Walillahi al-izzatu walirasulihi walilmu'mineen. Honor, power is all vested by Almighty Allah, by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the true believers, you must remember that. So similarly, yeah, as Allah is giving you that, you become our ambassador, and we always make dua for Ameen. You and Ameen. For brother Abdullah Van Weyk, and our Dr. Bilal Ameen. Sent me a wonderful message yesterday as well. Come, we got a few minutes left. So you and my sisters, Maryam, and then Fatima. Fatima, right?
Maryam, Fatima, and Hafiza.
And Hafiza. So you 3 sisters, mother, daughters, mashallah, you're ready. We are so elated, delighted, inshallah. And we'll make a short dua after that as we conclude our program. So number one, you read with me in Arabic, Ashhadu, Ashhadu, Allah, Allah, Ilaha, Ilaha, Illallahu, Illallahu, Wa Ashhadu. وأشهد أن muhammadan muhammadan abduhu abduhu wa rasuluh wa rasuluh. MashaAllah, now you are Muslimat, you all are Muslims, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala enhance all of us. So when I'm going to say the name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then I say, you must say, peace be upon him, is the translation of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's nothing different, it's the same thing, but remember, it is just for your easiness we are saying it like that. So now you repeat the translation. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship. There is none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah, except Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness, and I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, that the Prophet Muhammad, you can say, peace be upon him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the meaning is the same, that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was, is, will always be, was, is, will always be, the last and the final messenger of Almighty Allah, the last and the final messenger of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So we all must know that to repeat the kalima, that the aksiru, that you must read kalima la ilaha illallah abundantly, and in that way our iman and our faith conviction will be enhanced. You are like newborn babies now. Ameen. So we raise our hands for 1 minute and make dua on this Mubarak occasion where Allah Jalla Wala has chosen Brother Ibrahim Anderson and made us the means. It's not we, it is only the grace and mercy of Allah. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatun min Rabbi. And inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Mufti Muhammad Aku, and 11 to 12, Bliss of Marriage, 1 to 2, Tafsir, and today is Wednesday, make dua after Zohar Salat. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين. Inshallah, the news now with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter inshallah will be the Fajr Adhan, and then Mona Khalid Yaqub. Barakallahu fiqh. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.